Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who thinks Wall Street could learn a thing or two about how business is done on Main Street.
Well, if the good Lord don't like the way I conduct business, let him say something. Let him give me a sign.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. We've got our good buddy Cliff Inico back on the show. The other attorney, one of the other attorneys in our brain trust, he is also one of our top technology experts, especially in the area of doing business online. He's the author of the eBay Marketing Bible. He's also the author of the eBay Business Answer Book and on, so many books that he's written, and he's our good friend Cliff Inico. Welcome back.
Thanks, Jim. Always a pleasure, man, especially on Columbus Day, man. Happy Columbus Day.
You too. And so, Cliff, there are two business models that have taken hold over the last 15 or so years online, and those are the fee model, where you charge somebody a subscription for whatever they're getting from you. And then there's the free model, which where people just give it away and you find a way to create a business model from the eyeballs that show up, right?
That's right.
And those are the two classic ones, right?
Basically right. That's exactly right. It's either fee-based or it's free. And free has definitely, at least for early-stage technology companies, become the model of choice. I'm working with about five startups now that are doing smartphone applications, what they call software as a service stuff online, and these guys all want to give away the product for nothing because they're afraid they're not going to be able to build a customer base unless they do.
Right.
And this has been sanctioned. A guy a couple of years ago actually wrote a book, I can't remember his name now, but he wrote a book called Free, saying that this was going to be the wave of the future. You know, everything is going to be given away for free, and the companies are going to make their money on advertising and, from a people, basically, but the customers won't have to pay for anything.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things I'm arguing now, I just did a column on this last week, is that I think a lot of these companies need to stop and seriously reconsider what they're doing. Because the free model, while it's very attractive, it does create problems. And we're seeing some big companies, even companies like Facebook, that are encountering problems now because
right.
they committed themselves to a free model early
mm-hmm.
on.
Mm-hmm. No, that's exactly right, and there are hybrids where you get a certain level for free, but if you want the really sweet stuff, you got to pay a little fee to go deeper.
Let me scare some folks. This is what lawyers do for a living. We scare people. But there's two problems right now where I think the free model is in trouble right now. Number one is right now, as I understand on the iTunes website, you've got something like 700,000 mm-hmm. smartphone apps just for the iPhone and the iPad and the iPhone alone.
Right.
Let's face it. Even if you've got the deepest pockets in the world, no company is big enough to advertise on all of those apps.
Right.
They're going to be picking and choosing. So if you're relying on advertising to make your revenue, you're going to be challenging. The competition is just way too steep now, more so than it was years ago. But here's the second thing now. Federal Trade Commission and a lot of state government authorities are going after social media companies who are selling their customers' data in violation of privacy policy. See, this is when you sell stuff for free, you got to get revenue another way, and there's only two ways you can generate revenue.
And there's one way is for people to start getting rid of the data that they have on the people who visit.
Well, that's exactly right. Yeah. Market research firms pay a ton of money for that stuff. If I go on Twitter and I say I just had a Thomas's bagel this morning for breakfast, that is very valuable information to a marketing company, and research firms pay a ton of money for this. The trouble is, if you're doing this and you're violating your privacy policy, you're going to be hearing from the Federal Trade Commission.
Mm-hmm.
They're getting very aggressive.
And folks, this advice is for people who are trying. You know, if you own a Main Street business and you got a website, this is not necessarily the business model that you're going after. But if you have an online business where you're promoting content or whatever, you're giving it away, like my website is like that. So and yours, to some degree, yours is too, Cliff. When you're doing that, you've got to decide, all right, how do I want to monetize this content? Do I want to give it away, or do I want to charge for it?
Or do you charge for it? That's exactly right. And a lot of small businesses are getting into this in a very big way. Even small businesses can do an app. You know, that would, let's say you're a bar, for example. You can do an app that would help people like travelers, you know, in your town, you know, find all the local bars within a 5-mile radius. I mean, you can create something like this and put it up on the Apple website. It's being done all the time.
Right. But so, but he's Cliff's exactly right. I mean, you've really got to think about this. If you're thinking about starting a business that's going to be focused on online, you know, activity, then you've got to decide, and you've got to think about this long term and short term.
Yeah, exactly. And, see, what I tell my clients to do, first of all, is to look at more like a newspaper or magazine model. Yeah. What newspapers used to do back in the days of Dead Trees is they would charge a very small fee.
Cliff, you know, hold on to that. I got to take a quick break. We'll come right back, talk some more with our good friend Cliff Inico after these messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.